Blessed One.
The Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, to these, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us.
The Lord,
the perfectly enlightened and blessed One, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed One.
The teaching,
so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma.
The Blessed One's disciples,
who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha.
Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha.
Homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha.
A good word of the Blessed One's reputation has spread as follows. He, the Blessed One, is indeed the Pure One, the Perfectly Enlightened One. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the Accomplished One, the Knower of the Worlds. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is Teacher of Gods and Humans. He is awake and holy.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha.
The Buddha, the truly worthy one, endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun awakening the lotus. I bow my head to that peaceful chief of conquerors, the Buddha, who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. As the first object of recollection, I venerate him with bowed head. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and guide. The Buddha is sorrow's destroyer, who bestows blessings on me. To the Buddha I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there be restraint regarding the Buddha.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Dhamma.
The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, apparent here and now, timeless, encouraging investigation, leading onwards to be experienced individually by the wise.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma.
It is excellent, it is well expounded, and it can be divided into path and fruit, learning and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. revere the excellent teaching, that which removes darkness, the Dhamma which is the supreme, secure refuge of all beings. As the second object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed a Dhamma servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and Guide. The Dhamma is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Dhamma I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha.
They are the blessed ones, disciples who have practiced well, who have practiced directly, who have practiced insightfully, those who practice with integrity. That is the four pairs, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the blessed ones, disciples. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha.
Born of the Dhamma, the Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha formed of eight kinds of noble beings, guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtue. I revere that assembly of noble beings, perfected in purity, the Sangha which is the supreme, secure refuge of all beings. As the third object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed a Sangha servant. The Sangha is my Lord and Guide. The Sangha is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Sangha I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion I will walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I dwell in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there may be restraint regarding the Sangha.